This is 5 Minute Friday! My friend, I want to start this episode with a quote from author David G. Allen, who said, "Patience is the calm acceptance that things can happen in a different order than the one you have in mind." Today, July 24th, 2020, was supposed to be a big day for the world because it's supposed to be the opening ceremony for the Tokyo Summer Olympics. And I had plans to be there. Most of you know, if you've been following me long enough, that I'm a big Olympic fan. It's been part of my dreams to go to the Olympics. I started playing handball 8-9 years ago to make the USA national team, to give myself a chance of going. And we didn't qualify for the Olympics this time. But forget me. You know, thousands of athletes really had plans to be there. And I was just going to go as a spectator to enjoy watching all the sports and support USA. And now we know that the Olympics, like so many other events that were planned in the world, have been postponed. And that requires immense patience from the aging athletes who maybe this was their last crack at the Olympics or their last crack at glory. You know, we had Kerry Walsh Jennings on earlier this week who talks about her experience from being an older athlete in the sport of beach volleyball. And from newcomers who thought that this was their perfect moment to burst onto the international stage. You know, patience is extremely difficult, and yet it's extremely important. I know how challenging patience is for me in all areas of my life, in my business, in my relationships, with my weight goals, all those things. It's extremely difficult because I want things now. I want action and results now. But it's extremely important to be patient because you have to make the best of what life gives you. And it can be extremely tricky to navigate interruptions in life when you have clear goals and aspirations that come on specific timelines, when you're expecting something to happen on a specific date and time, and then all of a sudden, boom, it's canceled. You got to wait a year. You got to wait 6 months. You got to wait 3 months. Maybe it never happens. And I have so much empathy for the athletes who might miss their window because there are people that would have qualified right now who aren't going to qualify next year. And it breaks my heart because that's been people's dreams and their life and their mission and their focus for years and decades. But there are also athletes who might get a chance they wouldn't have gotten otherwise. And how do we maintain patience when our instinct is to be impatient and to hurry and rush and be frustrated and upset if we don't get what we want? And how do we balance patience with also the desire to grow and taking action and hustling and working hard to try to get there faster? There's four things I want to talk about. Number one, Tony Robbins says that life is happening for you, not to you. Having that perspective when something doesn't work out, realizing this is happening for me, it's giving me more power, it's giving me more skills, more tools, more experience for the next stage of my life, not this has happened to me and I need to have a pity party and my life is over. Because we can quickly go down that route. You need to be aware that life is happening for you. Number two, keep falling in love with the process, not the prize. Because the prize is the process. And it's such a bummer. It's so unfortunate when you have this big goal set in mind and then it doesn't come true. Especially if you spend your whole life planning for it. It sucks. It's painful. I've been there in different areas and it is not fun. There's going to be a time to grieve and to be sad about it, and that's okay. But if you fall in love with the process and not the end result only, then you've gained so much during your journey that the process becomes who you are, not whether or not you reach the goal. Number three, celebrate what's going well in your life. Celebrate all the good that has happened, even if that one event is being delayed, even if that one expectation isn't working out in your favor. Still celebrate all the wins along the way. And number four, create a new vision or stay focused on the same vision if something is postponed. You know, we can easily get sidetracked to, this didn't work out, I give up. No, if it's postponed, then okay, you got to wait another year. Maybe it's another 2 years, but stay on track if you still love it, if it's still your dream, if it's still your vision. Stay committed to your vision because without a goal, you are wandering in no man's land and all the negative of life will come your way. But with a goal, you have a direction and a vision to go. If you enjoyed this, please share it with a friend. Let them know you're thinking about them, that you care about them, and send them this link of the podcast. And please leave us a 5-star rating and review over on Apple Podcast, because the more ratings and reviews you get, the more we are able to share this message with people all over the world on Apple. And if you want inspirational messages from me every single week, I send out text messages to you on your cell. Just text the word podcast to 614-350-3960. And I want to leave you with this quote from Professor Joseph Campbell, who said, "We must let go of the life we have planned so as to accept the one that is waiting for us." I'm so grateful for you. I love you. And you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.